DiscerningHearts.com presents A Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esif, Holy Week Reflections Special. Monsignor Esif served as a spiritual director and confessor for Blessed Mother Teresa. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity around the world. Monsignor Esif encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. Monsignor Esif lived in Lebanon, serving the pontifical missions there. It is a Catholic organization established by Blessed Pope John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. Monsignor Esif assisted the founders of the Institute for Priestly Formation and continues to serve as a spiritual director for them. He also actively serves as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, and seminarians around the world. With Monsignor John Esif, we begin special reflections on the liturgies of Holy Week. In this episode, he discusses Holy Thursday, and in particular, the role of the priesthood in the life of the Church. Monsignor Esif, welcome to Holy Week.
Thank you. Thank you. And what a beautiful day that we're going to speak of, and it's Holy Thursday. There are so many facets to Holy Thursday. Now, the primary one on Holy Thursday that is celebrating the feast is the priest. Uh-huh. It's at the Last Supper that Jesus not only instituted the Eucharist, but he instituted the priesthood. Do this in memory of me. And to those apostles of his, he gave the mandate. Now, he has ordained them to be his priests in the church. So all of us who have received a configuration to Jesus Christ, I think it's so important, my brother priests and God's people, to know that there is the priesthood of Jesus Christ that is in the laity. Vatican II so stressed and talked about the priesthood of the laity. When you are baptized, you are united to Jesus Christ. What a magnificent gift. From the moment we have received baptism, we have been configured to Christ. Christ in every baptized person, not only in the Catholics, but in the Orthodox, in the Protestants. Go therefore, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that body of Christ, the priestly people, exist on earth today. What a great hope for the entire world. What good news. Good news. Gospel. Going therefore, baptize all nations. We can say, though, 2/3 of the world has not yet been baptized. All Christians, Protestant, Orthodox, Catholic, of whatever variety, of those who are baptized, only 1/3 of the world's population has received baptism. Now, as we celebrate this good news, we still have this great commission to go out and teach and preach. Of the baptized, there are those who have been configured to Jesus Christ through baptism and confirmation. But there is an order, and it is a sacrament, where the fullness of the priesthood has been given to certain leaders in the church. And these are the men that we call the presbyters in the early church, and now they're known as the priests. The bishops, the successor of the apostles, had gathered around them a presbyterate or a priesthood. And so in every area of the world, there are, this Holy Thursday, the bishop gathered with his priests, and they're going to be celebrating and acknowledging their priesthood. The priest who has been ordained is united with Jesus Christ in baptism, in confirmation, and in ordination, so that the fullness of Jesus, the life in the priest, is that he has now these powers of Jesus that have been given to him in the sacrament of holy orders to change bread into the body of Christ that Jesus did at the Last Supper. What he did there, we do every time we celebrate the Eucharist. That the lay person can't do. They are baptized, they are confirmed, they have magnificent powers in Jesus Christ to pray, to heal, to bless, but they don't have this power. This has been given to us. In the sacrament of holy orders, we pray over the elements, we consecrate the bread and the wine, and transform them into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And in that celebration, on Holy Thursday, and on every time we offer Mass, we celebrate the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every single liturgy, every Mass, we have this enormous power. I'm a priest 58 years. I have celebrated the Eucharist every day for all of those years, sometimes more than once each day. And I have this enormous power. There's a sign that Mother Teresa has put up in the sacristy before the priest goes out to offer Mass. O priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it is your first Mass, as if this is your last Mass, as if it is your only Mass. And so when we celebrate the Eucharist, we are actually celebrating and we are present in that celebration at Calvary. We are there. False spirituality to say, I wish I was at Calvary. Brother priests and brothers and sisters who are going to celebrate Holy Thursday, hopefully in fullness and joy, you are at Calvary when you are at Mass. Calvary and Mass are the same celebration. So that Mary, the Blessed Mother, Magdalene, John, who were there on Calvary before the crucifix, the broken body of Jesus Christ, were no more present than you are when you go to Mass. That Jesus is suffering on the cross and dying on the cross at Mass. When we profess our faith, we profess our faith of the suffering and death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. When you are at Mass, you are actually celebrating the resurrection. You are there at the tomb of the day of the resurrection of the Lord. You greet the risen Lord, and you will not only this Easter Sunday, but every time we celebrate Mass. But that we may learn more deeply, we have the whole year to become aware of these events, the Paschal mystery. Now, they not only take place on the altar, they take place because of our baptism, because of our confirmation, and those of us who are ordained because of our ordination. We are configured to Jesus Christ ontologically so that I become Jesus by baptism, by confirmation, and in a fuller and more complete union with him through my ordination. And each one of us, baptized or confirmed or ordained, have a role to play in the body of Christ. He is our head, and there's a specificity for each one of us to concretize and celebrate Christ in this year 2012 that's so uniquely mine, that if I don't perform and live that priestly life in the world today, something of what Jesus wanted to do through me, with me, and in me, through him, with him, and in him, Almighty God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, is not glorified in heaven, and souls are not being saved on earth, as they were through him, our head, and now through me, and with me, and in me, here this year. As we come then to that celebration, every priest who is going to be celebrating Holy Thursday with his bishop is going to be renewing his priestly vows. So we renew our vows of love, of celibacy, and of lifelong commitment to Jesus Christ, to live within us. Here I am, Lord. On the day that we were ordained, where our names were called, and we stood up and we said, here I am, Lord. And now, in faithfulness, you know, this is now going to be my 59th year this year, as I stand up of saying to our Lord, yes, yes, that it's that continual, constant yes to what's taking place in me and through me and with me, that Jesus Christ can use me as powerfully as he wants, and my brother priests use you. And so as we come to this celebration, how important it is as priests that we give thanks for your vocation, that we celebrate our priesthood and give thanks. This is not something we have done. You have not chosen me, Jesus said. I have chosen you. You and I are priests, not because of any merit of our own. It's a gift that's given to us. We have received it, and we should, especially as we offer the celebration. The Eucharist means thanksgiving. And so this Holy Thursday, I think it's so important that the people of God who are there at the Eucharist, you are asked, will you support and pray for and encourage your priests? How we need this, especially in today's world. Wherever I go, because of the sexual scandal, there's so few, and the distortion that has come against us, and the overwhelming majority of priests have been faithful to their calling, outstanding in their service, and yet so many of us can be very easily discouraged if we don't receive, especially the support, the prayers of the laity. And I think what we must do is to give brother priests, we love people, and that's a great gift that we have. We are surrounded and sent to God's people, but you and I are primarily related to God our Father. There must be in every priest's life a primacy to the Father. If I am one with Jesus Christ, then the first one in my life that receives my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole strength is God. God and I are one. Just as Jesus said, the Father and I are one, so must each one of us. And the more fully we give ourselves and completely to dedicate ourselves to God, our Father. I also believe that in our service of people, for those of us who want to be fulfilled in all these 59 years of my priesthood, the joy that I receive in giving myself to the people, that to allow them to be so in my life, so that they are truly, and I am, that I am their father. And there's no dad that can love children as I do. I have the power to be their father here on earth. If I have a brother who has a family, and we wrote a book called Brothers and Fathers. You know, I know these nieces and nephews of mine, and I know how they relate to their father. But I know this, that I love my children as much as he loves his. I know that's true. And every child will know that you love him and her. We have a great capacity to love the people of God. But in the midst of all that, what I have noticed over all my years of priesthood, like Jesus, I have friends. Those of you who are parents know that your children are a priority to give yourself to. They demand, expect, and have a right to my dedication and service to them. But aside from that, for me to fully live the life of Jesus Christ, I have friends. And those friends and I are sustained. It's like a need of every human heart. Yes, I am a celibate priest. Yes, I don't have a wife and children, but I have friends, wonderful friends. And you don't have to have a lot of them. Jesus had Bethany. He really loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And he was at rest in their home and refreshed. Of all his apostles, he loved John. And he loved Peter. He had friends. And so, as we dedicate and consecrate ourselves on this feast of the Holy Eucharist, on this feast in which we honor and are grateful for our priesthood, I would say it's so important that we have this magnificent relationship with friends. Over the years, what I have noticed is I have a deep spiritual life. In this union and communion with God, there's a priority of a deep union with my Father. The time to pray, the time alone with God, to nourish that relationship with my Father, so that on a 24/7 basis, there is in my mind that union that was with his. I never think of anything, Jesus said, without bringing it to the Father. Whatever I do because he has asked me to. And so the relationship of the intimacy, my best friend, is Jesus. My deepest relationship is with the Father. I am in communion with the Holy Spirit, and Mary is my mother. The intimacy and the union that we have in prayer. This Holy Thursday is honoring and recognizing and glorifying this priesthood of ours. Do this in memory of me. The Eucharist is the very center and source of our lives as priests. And as we look forward to celebrating Holy Thursday with our bishop, how magnificent it is that, brother priests, that we have this opportunity to stand in front of the community, and when the bishop calls us to renew these vows, and in union with him, rededicate and reconsecrate ourselves to our priesthood.
Beautiful, Monsignor. What would you say to that priest that is feeling isolated right now, whether because he's in a rural area and having to serve three or four different parishes, and it's so busy, he's going back and forth and back and forth, and or the one who may be lost in a big city amongst many priests, many different situations where they feel that, is this what I do? I'm so busy. I'm having to deal with sports clubs and councils and this and that and the other thing. I want what you've just said, Monsignor, but how do I get it back?
There's no easy way. I remember being in a rural parish. There were 200 square miles and four churches, and the kind of time you'd spend on the road. I found that it's very important when I talked about friendship. Now, sometimes that friend can be a priest, and many times it's better, and can be, but a friend is a friend. I don't say which is better, lay friendships or priestly friendships, but since we have so much in common, when a priest has a good priest friend, that's a magnificent gift, when you have this kind of sharing. But a lot of times, a priest can be together with another priest and not feel free to share at the depth and the level that your heart wants to go there. There has to be a freedom with that, too. Sometimes you can be isolated inside yourself with your thoughts and with your concerns and with your fears and anxieties and angers and not be able to share them with someone else. That's what a friend can do. My friend is somebody who can just be himself with me, and I with him.
Anything in particular that the faithful could do to support their priests?
Prayer. I know that over all these years, I was surrounded by prayer. I know my parents, my family, would always solicit prayer from different members, because, you know, the attitude that, oh, he's a priest, he doesn't need it. Oh, he's a priest, and he really needs it. He really needs, and we beg your prayer. So those of you, and then there's a whole group of nuns, Carmelites, that from time to time I discover, and they remind me that they're praying for me. There are many others. I know I have a great deal of prayer support. Mother Teresa has assigned a sister and two particular priests, which she is just a prayer partner for them. I have also asked and asked people that I know that are great prayers that will promise me that they will support me in prayer. The amount of people that I hear from now and then that tell me that they're praying for me every day and sacrificing for me. On my website, I think you have that there are people who the intentions that I have and the missions that I'm going to undergo, that people will support those with prayer.
Beautiful. Any final thoughts on this?
Yes.
Reflection?
Yes, this particular Holy Thursday, there are many of my brother priests that are under great siege and suffering. You know, when Jesus spent this Holy Week, he stood before Pilate on false charges and false accusations. This particular Holy Week, there are priests who have been falsely accused. I would like you to pray especially for them. Right now, you know, I don't have that burden, but some do. they've been falsely accused, removed from their parishes, and have been humiliated before the community, just like Jesus. I'd like you to think of them. I'd like you to pray for them. And so those especially who are suffering with Jesus this particular Holy Week. Also, I'd like you to pray for those priests who are physically suffering. I have a beautiful priest friend who had a stroke, and he is unable to his hands are paralyzed, and his feet. His mind is fine. And he looks at me and he said, "John, I can't go to the bathroom by myself. I have to be washed like a baby. I have to be taken care of by these nurses in this nursing home. I am here." There are those who are physically and spiritually suffering deeply, and there are priests too. So for those priests, and also there are priests who are suffering in prisons in different parts of the world for many, many reasons, and some of them because of their faith. And so let us especially think, as we think of the priesthood, of priests over the whole world, and especially on this Holy Thursday, pray for the priest that baptized you. Pray for the priest that gave you your first communion. Pray for the priest that married you. Pray for the priest who ministers to you in your parish. Pray for those priests that you personally know. This is a great day, Holy Thursday, to remember the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of Almighty God, especially on you, brother priests, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Monsignor.
You've been listening to a DiscerningHearts.com special, Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Essif, Holy Week Reflection. To hear and or to download this episode along with many others, visit DiscerningHearts.com. This has been a production of DiscerningHearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We pray that you have a blessed Holy Week, and we hope you will join us again for Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Essif, Holy Week Reflections Special.